This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange on Inherited Property, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Heirs of investment real estate usually get a stepped-up basis, leaving little gain to defer. Learn when a 1031 exchange still helps and how DSDs fit in. When you inherit investment real estate, you also inherit a valuable tax benefit, a stepped-up basis. Your basis in the property is generally reset to its fair market value at the date of the prior owner's death, which erases the gain that accumulated during their ownership. This changes the 1031 calculus significantly, because a 1031 exchange exists to defer gain, and right after inheritance, there may be little gain to defer. So an heir who sells inherited investment property soon after receiving it may owe little tax, making the 1031 unnecessary. But the step up isn't the whole story. There are real situations where a 1031 still helps an heir, and the decision depends on the specifics. When you inherit property, including investment real estate, your basis is generally stepped up to the property's fair market value as of the date of the decedent's death, or an alternate valuation date. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.